You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and I'm joined in studio by Nicole Hand Bryant. She's here to speak with us about the creative art workshops coming up this summer on Murray State's campus. Nicole, welcome back to Sounds Good.
Thanks for having me, Austin.
So as I mentioned, we're here to talk about the creative arts workshops. The lots of great opportunities to get involved, no matter what your creative field would be. Can you tell me a little bit about what will be going on?
Sure. So we have three separate camps that all take place during the same week in June, June 24th through June 30th. First up, we have a Purchase Area Writers Workshop. And so this is a workshop for students who are interested in writing and interested in creative writing. It's directed by Dr. Jeff Osborne, who's just a fantastic director. And the students come and they are exposed to poetry and fiction, and then they also write their own pieces that then they workshop over the week, and then the camp ends with a reading of the works they've created. We also have a summer art workshop, and the summer art workshop has been in existence for over 50 years. Jeannie Beaver is directing our workshop this year, and we have just a fantastic lineup of classes. Students can come, and during 1 week, they can learn video gaming and animation, metalsmithing, ceramics, printmaking, painting and collage, and we've just got a lot of great faculty heading up those workshops. And then new this year, first year running, we have a vocal arts camp. And Dr. Mary Beth Crawford is organizing that camp. And this is going to be an opportunity for students who are interested in voice to come and receive voice instruction, audition preparation, and it's just going to be a fantastic camp. Dr. Crawford was actually just performing at Carnegie Hall last week. So it's going to be an amazing opportunity for students to work with somebody of that caliber.
Well, there's a lot of great stuff going on. Can you tell me a little bit about what the age range is that these camps are geared towards?
Sure. Students can be going into ninth grade in the fall of 2018, or they could have even have just completed high school. Usually the campers are 15, 16-year-olds. We get campers from our 18-county service region. We get campers from across the state. We've even pulled campers from Tennessee, Illinois, Indiana, even Florida. Mm-hmm. It's a really great value of a camp. It's $450 for the week, and it covers tuition, supplies, everything the camper needs while they're here on campus.
And they'll be staying on campus in a dorm as well, right?
Yeah, they stay in the dorm and they eat at Winslow, so they really get a campus experience. They're also being taught by faculty from our programs. So they're working with the faculty, they're living on campus. They even have access to the wellness center so they can go swimming or play basketball in the evening when they have some downtime. So it's really a great opportunity.
So for things like the summer art workshops or the Purchase Area Writers Workshops, do the students have to declare a particular interest field, or do they get instruction in all of the different things?
They get instruction in all of the workshops that are offered. On our website, you can find a detailed listing of each camp and what they offer. So they get to do everything. And it's really great because in our region and across the state, they're is just dynamic stuff going on in art programs, writing programs, music programs. Here on campus, we witnessed that because last week, Quad State was here and we saw lots of talented musicians. Right now in the gallery, we have the KYAEA exhibition, and so we know how much talent there is in the community. And then the Shakespeare Festival is always all going on, and Dr. Cobb was just in the schools working with students. But what we want to do is add to all that great instruction they're getting in their curriculums in school, and just expose them to other things that the university would have to offer them.
Mm-hmm. So these camps are happening this summer, June 24th through the 30th at Murray State. But you've got a little informational event coming up ahead of that where folks can meet directors and some of the faculty. Can you tell me a little bit about this summer fun information night?
Right, exactly. So in collaboration with our friends at the Callaway County Library and Janine Winters, who also works on campus, we're hosting a summer fun information night. So the directors from all of these camps will be there. They'll be able to answer questions. They'll be able to talk to potential campers and answer any questions they have, talk them more in detail about the workshops. And this summer information night is for all events that are happening in our community in the summer for kids K through 12. So even if you don't have a high schooler that might want to come to our camps, you could also come to the summer fun night and just pick up information about opportunities in our community, which are a ton. We really have a lot to offer kids in the community.
Yeah, there's always a lot of stuff going on and great things to take part in. Nicole, is there anything else that folks need to know about, maybe finding out more information about these workshops or how to register or anything like that?
Yep. If you go to www.murraystate.edu/caw, you can register for the camps, find out more information for the camps. The deadline is May 25th to register for the camps, but they do fill up, so it's first come, first serve. There are some scholarships available, so if we have students with need, you can contact the directors of each individual camp, and we do have some scholarships that they can apply for and receive to help offset the tuition.
That's excellent. Well, I've been speaking with Nicole Hand Bryant about the upcoming creative arts workshops here on campus at Murray State University this summer. Thanks for being with us today, Nicole.
Thank you for having me, Austin.